East Coast Breakfast.
Hearts are broken this morning because the Comrades Marathon 2026 has sold out in less than 10 hours. I've received so many messages of, Sky, are you serious? Can we still enter? I do not have the answer, but I do have a phone number of the general manager of the Comrades Marathon, Elaine Delay, and he joins us on the line. Good morning, sir. Welcome back to East Coast Breakfast.
Morning, Sky, and to all your listeners.
Listen, people are not happy.
Yeah.
They said they wanted a warning. Ukuthi people are now wanting to, all 26,000 people decided that on Monday, the 3rd of November, they would enter for the Comrades, and it is officially sold out. Give us some info.
Yeah, so Sky, we actually capped our entries at 22,000 for next year's edition. But we had given quite ample warning to everyone because we knew the demand for next year's 99th edition of the Comrades Marathon is going to be extremely high, especially because lots of runners also want to participate in the 100th running. So lots of them want to use next year's race as their first one, you know, so there's lots of novices, etc., lots of runners that want to get their green number. So, yeah, the demand was extremely high. And, you know, but the power of social media as well, everyone was sharing our entry posts and all our marketing communication as it was going along. And, of course, your colleague Darren was also helping last week to spread the news as well.
I put the poster up, and 10 hours later, I was like, no ways.
Yeah, so he put the poster up, and he keeps telling us this morning that he forgot to enter.
I forgot again, Elaine.
Oh, Darren. We'll have to put you in when it gets to the substitution window in March.
Yes. So I wanted to ask you about that because I'm on your social media pages now on Instagram at the substitution window. How does that work? Because Darren or Carmen brought this up this morning that the entries are closed. People have bought entries, but a lot of people still have to qualify.
Yes. So that's quite correct, Sky. And also just to say that we have reached our cap of 22,000, which happened just before 8 p.m. last night. First time in history, by the way, for those of you that aren't aware.
Okay.
All runners need to qualify and do a qualifying marathon in 5 hours or less. And that needs to happen, by the time our qualification window closes next year. But there is one more opportunity for runners to enter, which will be during the months of March and April. So encourage runners to keep checking on our website, comrades.com, as well as on all our social media platforms around late February, going into March, when all the announcements are being made, because that will be their only opportunity. So if a runner, for example, that has entered now and made it into this window, doesn't qualify or gets injured, then that runner can substitute their entry for someone that needs to get in during March and April next year.
Good to know. So there's still a chance, Guy.
There is still hope.
Yeah, there's still hope, Rick.
Yeah. So, all right. General manager, this guy's a clown. Ding dong, Darren. Yeah. Mr. Delay, thank you so much. Obviously, I saw that on the post quickly. You wrote there that you will be releasing some of the stats on who entered and all those things. At what time is that going live, so everyone knows where to look and all that kind of stuff?
Yeah, so that information will be available on our social media platforms and our website later this afternoon. So it should be around 3 p.m. It will also be shared through all our media channels. So ECR is one of the top media on our list. So you guys will definitely get that info as well to share with your listeners and followers.
So, perfect. Thank you. General Manager of the Comrades Marathon, Elaine Delay, chatting to us this morning. There is a window in April, March that could still happen, but
it's great. It's good to know. What a relief for us, hey? Yeah, excited.
From 6 a.m. weekday mornings on East Coast Radio.